And we're back.
You are listening to Squirrel's World Podcast. Squirrel's World Podcast. With Henny on the Rocks and Sunny D.
Shikari.
My name is Shikari.
Or
she a beast, man.
Or is it? Is it Shikari or Shikari?
It's Shikari.
Shikari.
I thought she said, my name is Shikari, by the way.
And it's Shikari.
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 We got it.
Excuse me. What it is. Shikari. My bad, Dan. My bad, y'all.
We'll apologize right here on the air. My bad, Shikari.
First of all, okay, I'm telling you that, though.
My bad, y'all.
Season 4, brother.
Podcast.
Hey, man, I'm glad to see we see season 4, bro. I'm glad we see season 4, man.
Whoa, what took you so long, idiot?
Your boy, Sunny D, here with my man, Henny on the Rocks. We're back here again with another season, another randomness, another bullshit, another just rant of the random shit that we see and we encounter every single motherfucking day.
Yay, yay!
Especially it comes to sports. And we are preparing for, of course...
It is time.
These motherfucking Jets.
New season of football, you sons of bitches.
Yes, as we are, I already know, my Steelers shit the bed yesterday.
You suck! You suck, suck, suck!
They got their ass whooped. They got their ass handed to them.
I think you dropped this.
What the hell is that?
My ass.
There's nothing to feel bad about. It's not like you lost to the fucking Browns.
Cleveland is Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Well, it might show something. It might show the Browns is actually pretty, pretty good.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I cannot. It's serious.
No, I think y'all straight, man. I mean, obviously, it's not good to lose a home game, but it wasn't a divisional game.
What do? I choke. Yuck.
But no, it's... Well, I'll get... Look, I'll be like this. I'm going to give the Niners credit. They are a very good team. I can't say anything about it. They beat us, so I can't. But they niggas really suck. They definitely did beat us. But if you look at the tape, you will see a lot of mistakes on our part.
Yep, that's me.
Even the touchdowns. Even when AU got his first touchdown, dude fell down. Second touchdown, dude fell down. Next one. Another guy fell down. Every single time we go, we fall down.
16 more weeks to go.
It ain't even over yet.
Yeah, it's fine. You're right. No, you're right. But still, congratulations to the Niners. I got to get my hats off to y'all. Y'all are beasts. Y'all got my pick as the NFC champions this year. So let's go, Niners.
He's full of shit.
That's how I feel about fantasy. Fuck fantasy football. I changed
as
my
y'all don't
team
know,
name.
We have started fantasy football again, too. So let's put it in there, too.
I had to change my team name. My original team name was Go and Grab My Belt. But now I changed it to Where's My Belt?
Gotcha, bitch.
Because I can't find it.
Yeah, you need to go grab your belt now because apparently you getting your ass whooped, nigga.
So maybe next week I will have found my belt and I'll whoop some ass.
Kick his ass, sea bass.
If I was like a leftist person.
Those damn liberals are at it again.
Like, I don't like how you just did that because I grew up with my dad getting the belt.
No, daddy, no.
And that's traumatic for me. So you shouldn't name something that's very traumatic to triggering myself, period. It's triggering.
Look what you did to me.
I feel like the T words now should be almost banned. What's up, my trigger? What's up, my trigger? You nothing but a trigger nigga to me.
Speaking of triggers, man, I'm fucking loving college football right now because of one man and one man only.
This is my house. Woo! I built this and this is my house.
Neon Dion.
Bro, I actually heard that name and I love Neon Dion. And Neon Dion isn't a black person. Neon Dion is a white person, though.
That's the coolest nickname, bro.
But like, that's not his name, though.
Had that in it, huh?
That's not his name. Neon Dion's not his name.
You don't believe? Next question.
That's one of his nicknames.
No. Maybe I saw it wrong because this one white dude that plays defensive back is a monster. And they call him Neon Dion because he's a bright-skinned Dion.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm black.
But not for real. They used to call him Neon Dion back in the day. That's real.
Oh, well, I like Neon Dion. That got a pass for me. I mean, I fuck with that
shit. That's a cool-ass fucking nickname, bro. Colorado, bro, I can't believe, I was surprised when they said that these niggas was projected to only win two games this season. I don't give a fuck if they're not going to win the championship.
Wait. So if they lose all the games then for the rest of the season, what does that mean then?
I hated that they were right.
It's not going to happen. It's not
okay. I see what you're saying, but still.
But still, that the was, way that like, was lame for them niggas to project it. They was only going to win two fucking games. Get the fuck out of here, man. Had they seen this kid play before? I never saw him really play before at Jackson State.
Shador?
That nigga is nice.
Thank you.
Like, he's not just okay. The nigga is nice.
My opinion, Shador played way better than he did in HBCU. I don't know. I just think the competition arises. It makes him a better player. And that's why I feel like they should give HBCU teams chances.
And then they got to play Colorado State. Colorado State is trash. They're going to bust their ass.
Yeah, you suck.
But you never know. We'll see. My main test will be USC.
Yeah, USC is going to be an interesting game. Yeah. For sure.
It's an interesting game. But so far, the NFL season has started yesterday. We have seen some surprises.
Not the same old Lions, but 1-0 Lions.
And we've seen some not surprises.
Eagles win. Oh, my God.
My other NFC team that I will see in the championship, I believe, is going to be the Niners versus the Cowboys. I'm sorry. I hate the Cowboys as much as you do, bro, like everybody else. But, man, I said they would be there before this whole game happened. They beat them 40-0.
God damn!
But let's start.
Zero.
Listen.
Come on, man. Zero, though, bro.
Listen, you and I know this shit happens every fucking year.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Like, not
like this. Of
course,
not like this, but a win is a win is a win. So, yeah, they'll win a couple of games, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, no. Not again.
Dakota's gonna Dakota.
Damn, Dakota.
No, but the great thing is.
They traded for Trey Lance for a reason.
I think they. No, look, but they did a good job. Because you're like, you know what? You're right. Dakota's gonna be Dakota. That's why this defense is gonna be this defense. This defense.
Yeah, Micah Parsons, man. That dude.
Man, Micah Parsons is a dog.
Wolf. Bitch.
He could do whatever he wants on that football field, man, on defense.
Yes, which I'm very excited to see. But at the same time, I can't wait till weather is included.
Yeah.
That's the thing that NBA does not deal with. NBA, like, oh, yeah, we gotta go to a hostile environment. No, nigga, y'all ain't got to go outside and play in the snow.
It's fucking colder than a witch's tit out there.
No, y'all niggas ain't got to do that.
Let's see what happens next week because the Cowboys play a team, you know, it's called the New York Jets next week.
I've had a good chuckle over that one.
I think I'll be watching more not my team this year than anybody. I mean, we play the Browns on Monday night next week, which will be a very big game because it'll show that is the Browns real or is the Steelers really that crappy?
It's a home or away.
We're in Cleveland.
You wrong. You real fucking wrong.
It's about to be bad, but I ain't gonna lie. I hope we shut them niggas up.
Nigga, where your mom at, nigga?
Kenny need to figure it out, and that Kenny Pickett. No. It's not even Kenny.
The best coaches in the league, man. He gonna figure that shit out.
I'll be honest with you. I love Mike Tomlin, but if Mike Tomlin does not get rid of Canada, I want them to get rid of Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
If you're not a head coach enough to be like, nigga, this motherfucker sucks.
Who sucks? For you three? Think Kenny Pickett sucks?
No, Matt Canada sucks. Nigga, he ran a jet sweep on the second play. That's the main thing we had issues with the entire time was the jet sweep, and he did it again.
You son of a bitch.
On the second, I think he did it just to fuck with Steeler fans. Watch this. Jet sweep, second play. Are you fucking kidding me? He did nothing but jet sweep last year, and we ain't do shit with it. But even Kenny came in there and said something about it. I think he do a sneak diss in there.
So you think they'll fire him like midseason?
If not, they're gonna fire Mike Tomlin too. I'm serious.
Mike Tomlin ain't going nowhere.
Mike Tomlin, I love Mike. I say I like. I want Mike Tomlin to succeed, but he needs to stop. No, but he's a loyal nigga, which is cool. But don't be loyal to him. It's funny because everyone thinks this nigga Matt Canada is from Canada. We're like, man, these damn Canadians coming down here doing this shit. Like, nigga, his name is Matt Canada. He is not from Canada. But you know, us Pittsburgh niggas, ignorant as hell. Damn, them geese need to go down there and go back to where that country where they belong.
What'd he say?
I'm like, nigga. He's American.
How they
damn
talking
motherfucker.
Pittsburgh, yo? How they talking Pittsburgh, Joe?
Tony was all drunk. He walked out of the house with no pants on. Everybody saw his dick through his underwears.
Oh, yeah, no. Yo, Pittsburgh.
Why does that sound southern, nigga? Pittsburgh
that's
the, is
that's
in the north.
That's the Allegheny swag, nigga. It's almost like you go down to Louisiana, New Orleans. They got that Cajun spice.
My name Ramon.
But if I call me Rick.
Pardon me, but your accent, it's funny, no?
Oh, I'm a Cajun, bro.
What the fuck?
It's called Yinzer. It's called a Yinzer accent. You ain't never heard of Yinzers?
Never heard that shit before, bro.
Yes, nigga, we call it Yinzers.
Yinz guys just need to cool down and cut it out.
I ain't never heard that shit before. But that's how it is. That sounds crazy.
No, that's how they talk out there, bro. It's very high pitched, but yeah, man. So other than football, you know, we had the Olympics, we had everything coming on. So, but we had your boy out there in the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Shakari. Oh my bad. It's not even Shakari. She said
it's not the Olympics.
You're goddamn right.
World championship. You're right. My bad. I mean, if any Olympic trials, if anything.
Olympics next year, next summer.
Yeah, but it's almost like the trials though. The Shakari.
My name is Shakari.
Or
she a beast, man.
Or is it? Is it Shakari or Shakari?
It's Shakari.
Shakari.
I thought she said my name is Shakari, by the way.
And it's Shakari.
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 We got it.
Excuse me. Shakari. My bad, Dan. My bad, y'all.
We'll apologize right here on the air. My bad, Shakari.
First of all, okay, I'm telling you that though.
My bad, y'all.
Either with Shakari, like you driving a car while you're running. But you know, she did her thing. She ran through one.
Richardson has stormed to the women's title.
She won that, and she won the relays.
Nobody's catching Shakari Richardson. It's gold for the United States.
And then Noah Lyles.
It's Noah Lyles. The champion rules once more.
But of course, your boy Noah Lyles came out there and started speaking loud. And he really laughing because Team USA got kicked out of the FIBA World Cup, losing to Germany.
I'm not surprised.
Germany defeat the USA 113-111.
I'm not surprised at all. And then they lost to Canada.
They lost the bronze game?
Yeah.
Take that, you stupid hosers.
Dylan Brooks scored 49 on them.
Oh, my. And it's funny because they were talking shit about Dylan Brooks.
Exactly. And Dylan Brooks bust their ass.
So, all right. So, I'm asking you this question. You're more the basketball guy. So, with this being said, we lost the FIBA World Cup. Mm-hmm. Do you think we will do the same in the Olympics?
Nah. Did you already hear who wants to play?
His Lordship, Sir Skywalker.
The king has returned.
LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, nigga. Fucking everybody. Chris Paul. Everybody wants to fucking play.
Why don't you guys pick on someone your own size?
Nick, Iverson, Jordan. Everybody want to come back and get their ass.
Devin Booker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to play. Bradley Beal. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that. And that's why everyone's like, we beat America. And I'm like, y'all beat our high school team.
Niggas know, especially after Kobe died. Niggas know, yo, we can't fucking let that shit go. We can't let that shit
ever
happen, bro.
Ever.
No.
Because Kobe would, that's why Kobe came that one year. He's like, I'm tired of seeing y'all lose. We about to be here. But yeah. But even then, though, I don't blame the one who lost. Because once again, these are
babies. They're babies.
Like Austin Reaves was killing it, but I ain't gonna lie. I don't think Austin Reaves might make this next team, though. I think he should because of who. No, he should be on the team no matter what, though.
He's not gonna make the Olympic team.
He should be on the Olympic team no matter what. Austin Reaves was actually there doing his dig.
He's not gonna make it, bro.
We're gonna see. Austin Reaves deserves to be on that team, yo. So Noah Lyles was the main talk about the whole thing. He was, hey, that nigga was clowning.
Especially after they lost. Yeah.
Not even now. Before, when he won, he was like.
The NBA Finals, and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? That is not the world. We are the world.
I understand what he was saying. Like, this NBA is an American.
I understand both, but both sides of the part, because I remember being a kid, like, world champions. I thought it was just in America, but exactly. All the best players come to America to play the
basketball. That's what I'm saying. Who is the number one player?
You talking about Wemby?
In the NBA that has won a championship and MVP.
LeBron?
Wrong. That just won, nigga. Come on.
Oh, Jokic?
Oh, dude, it's the Joker. I love the Joker, man.
And is he American? No, he's not.
Nope.
Is he part of the world? Nigga, he's part of the world, bro.
It's an international game.
But I feel like he one of them niggas that never seen basketball or never watched. Like, y'all niggas ain't no shit. If y'all didn't run against the world, your sport wouldn't they almost exist. Oh, I ran against LSU. So the fuck what? Did you win a championship?
No.
Yeah, I'm saying there is no top four track. There's nobody waiting up on New Year's Eve to watch niggas run track. There is not. Even in the world, no one's gonna watch y'all NFL. You're right. No one's watching in the world. No one's gonna watch it like that. But yet, still, we're the one that plays this sport. Where's this sport come from?
Oh, Canada.
America.
Wait, what?
That's right.
You can say what you want. Fuck America all you want. All right, whatever. Say it all. Blah, blah, blah. But then guess what? You ain't the best at this. We are.
Yeah, bitch!
I mean, don't get me wrong. So, like, you know how soccer does, like, the Champions League? It takes, like, the best teams out of every team in Europe.
And yeah, but majority is Europe, not America. Yeah. So, can we say, like, oh, you're not the best of the world? Europe America will laugh in our faces right now. They're like, are you serious? All y'all right, can't do really... shit with a ball other than throw it in a hoop or throw it
you
in
you don't
the
want
end
to see an MLS team in the Champions League, bro. Them niggas
not
be
at
trash.
All. Not at all. Even the MLS team wouldn't even show, like, why are we doing this? Why? No. We know better than that, and that's our main beef. So it is what it is. I mean, I see what Noah Lyles was saying. Sha'Carri agrees with it.
She agrees. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah,
what's she supposed to do? That's her teammate. What she supposed to do?
And I agree with her. I'm like, yo, it's your teammate, so you should. But I'm going to see what they're going to do in America, in these Olympics. I hope, like, all the NBA players wait while they go, and then us. Like, yeah, we the world champions, too. Fuck what you heard with them other motherfucking sports. These are board game sports. Nigga, there's no, do you have a fantasy track team?
No.
Do you have a fantasy backgammon team?
I don't see nobody walking around with no track jerseys.
What are you wearing?
Nobody, you know what I'm nobody is got there the, any Noah
nobody
Lyles
got the Sha'Carri.
Is nobody got the Sha'Carri Noah Lyles 8s. Jersey, my guy.
Or the Noah Lyles 10s or nothing like that. Yeah.
I don't see nigga walking around with some tight ass motherfucking jersey. Like, I swear. Hey, but that's maybe that's what they should do. High schoolers, y'all should go ahead and get you some Noah Lyles, some Sha'Carri Richardson, tight shits and rock around school with your track shoes on and everything.
Say, brother, you been shopping at the Goodwill?
World champions of what? Even Stephen A. I was disappointed with Stephen A. Well, I'm always disappointed with Stephen A. That's Stephen A. I'm mad. This nigga freaking succumbed
always
to the
disappointed.
Pressure. I am always disappointed. First of all, he ain't say shit about
Steelers. The nigga is the sports Steve Harvey, nigga.
He said he the Burger King looking ass sandwich nigga. Yes, you're right.
Double breasted suit wearing ass nigga.
He's the same way. And I'm like, oh, you're 100% right. So I ain't going to say nothing about it on that. But my dig is, he said.
So Noah Lyles said a very, very, very ignorant comment.
Next year, like,
I got a text from a friend. This is Boris Kojo.
He thought it was Boris Kucho. I'm like, really? Nigga, Boris Kucho changed your mind?
But to draw attention to the uniquely American habit of calling a national contest a world championship, he was right, which is why I apologized to Noah Lyles.
Nigga, this is what fucking Boris Kucho. He's like, you know what? He changed my mind. You do know this motherfucker is an actor. I don't trust no actors.
He's lying. Shut up.
Hell, I got friends who are actors. Sometimes I can't trust them.
Like, I don't understand how Boris Kucho, an athlete, didn't change your mind. This thing.
No, it took an actor. But I mean, I think Boris Kucho did run track in VCU or something like that. I believe that's where he came from. Exactly. Nigga, your profession is to lie your ass off.
And scene.
I don't give no fuck. Talk about Boris Kojo, nigga, of all people.
Yo, I'm sick and tired of fucking Boris.
Hey, man, get the fuck out the way!
Steven, they just want to keep his job.
He is. Because if he don't keep his job, he's going to lose his hairline, too. I mean,
he just
lost
wants
it.
To keep his
each
job.
Year, each year, he's getting close. His hairline goes further and further back.
Damn, I messed up. We got to go bald, man.
Oh, shit.
We'll switch it, yo. So politics, man. Your boy, man. Oh, Don.
Hey, Donnie.
Is he still running for president?
Does a bear crap in the woods?
Oh, yeah. He running for president. And, you know, he got put up in jail in Georgia out there in your area.
If he get locked up, his commissary going to be lit.
Commissary going to be lit. And actually, the thing is, it's funny because I could just imagine them in their, like, committee room or their, like, debate room, like, war room. Like, hey, guys. Guess what? Trump went to jail. Like, oh, man. Like, yeah, you know, they went to jail. He went to jail. You know the first thing they probably said?
My brothers and sisters, we now have the Negro vote.
They're going to have t-shirts, rap songs, everything. And I think they might be right.
Yeah, they're probably right.
I think we would have been with Trump if he didn't gang with the dang-on Ku Klux Klan and the mother motherfuckers. It would have been different. It would have been different.
He was wilding.
Yeah, but the night he did, that's when we were like, nah.
He was wilding.
You would rather go somewhere else. But now we with the nigga that we with right now.
You got a purty mouth.
Yeah, nah.
I don't really get, like, to me, none of that shit. I don't care about none of that shit, man.
Like, you should care. You're a registered voter, aren't you? Are you a registered voter?
But I'm adventure.
That's not what I mean to say.
Are you a registered voter, sir?
It's not that I don't care.
Sir, are you a registered voter?
Obviously, I go vote and shit like that. But, like, nigga, okay, if he go to jail or not, it's not going to matter. He's not going to win.
You sure about that?
So it don't matter. Like,
he's not going to win what? The election?
President. Yeah, he's not going to win. It don't matter.
You sure about that?
So based off that, you don't think he's going to win?
No, absolutely not.
You sure about that?
So you think Joe Biden is going to win this reelection?
I don't know. I don't know that Joe Biden will win, but I know Trump not going to win.
You sure about that's not why?
If not Trump, then who?
That's the thing. I don't know. We can't tell the future, bro.
We toys can see everything.
I think what it is, if Trump were to win, he got to get him a black vice president running.
You guys are the reason they don't think Black Lives Matter.
But he has to win nomination first.
Oh, he's not going to win. He's not going to win the Republican nomination.
That's my point.
No, he's not. But the thing is, because they're like, oh, we can't go his way, the way he's doing things, and we're not liking that. But at the same time,
who we going to get? Candace Jones?
Who the hell is this bitch?
Do you mean Candace Owens?
Owens, yeah, you know.
Yeah, honestly, she should run, to tell you too. If she, I think that's what she's doing, but I think she should get more into scientific, political
she
science.
She's still doing college football?
No. She got a documentary out. She just put it, though, she did the reverse of Make a Murderer.
Netflix made millions of dollars from Making a Murderer.
So yeah, I think her smart thing, she might go into politics. Maybe. I think they would vote for her, but not her, though. If they go someone, hey, she should go alone. But if Donald Trump should do it, he should do it with the dude that's out there right now.
I'm announcing today that I'm running for president of the United States.
There's a black Republican running for the Republican candidacy, and he's actually kind of interesting. I don't know the dude's name. I see him on, TikTok and Instagram and all that shit. Look out for him. We'll see. But like I said, I'm not right or left.
Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Dumb Stories in Society.
So this school, this kid in Alabama, bro, this kid got kicked out of school.
For what?
Just for doing finger guns.
Psharam, psharam, everybody gonna die. Psharam, psharam.
Them kids was out there at recess. You know how recess? You know how it's at recess.
What was he saying when he was doing it?
Get up against the wall, put your hands on your head, you black motherfucker!
You don't know what the fuck he was saying. No, they said he wouldn't do none of that.
He was just playing finger guns. Like, you know how it is. We out there playing cops and robbers.
You gotta understand, man. It's a sensitive time, especially in school.
But you gonna suspend a kid, though? So you think he said something? That's the reason why he has some issues.
I think he said some shit, or he's one of them niggas that's always in trouble. You know how when you was a kid.
Because I'm a bad kid. I do bad things.
One of them niggas is always in trouble no matter what you do. They just think you did something bad.
Oh, see, it's funny because they can't show his picture, but they said so-and-so, the six-year-old, this nigga don't look like no goddamn six-year-old.
That's a grown man.
the kid on the picture, so it doesn't help your case. It didn't help your case, though, but still. But you know how grown up is kids. You ain't do the rubber band wrapped around your finger and you got little gun fingers. Oh, yeah, if we did that when we was kids, nigga, we'd be suspended right now.
I think he says something. Either he says something with it, or he's one of them bad apples.
One bad apple boils a bunch. My son is a bad apple. Rotten to the core.
He always in trouble. And they just like, this is how we get him.
Gotcha, bitch.
You know how they do.
You sound like the police. Said that. We gonna get him
this
on
is
something.
How we get him.
Might be the right thing. We'll get him on something.
Gotcha now, bitch. One more time. You had one more time. We gave you too many chances, Timmy. Nowadays, they got to
we just
so
get suspended for doing the suck it move. Remember the suck it move?
Suck it!
What? Oh, yeah?
Y'all got suck it, from Triple H? We used to get suspended. Like, we used to get in trouble for that. If anything, that was ISS level. Like, we could do certain moves. We couldn't do the suck it move. We couldn't do DDTs. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you couldn't fucking break somebody's neck. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, we ain't gonna break nobody's neck, nigga. We're not that good. But yes, there's a chance you can injure them for sure.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
But no, all that type stuff. Yeah, I mean, remember the nut shot?
Yes.
Open nuts. Technically, it's almost like finger banging, but they had finger guns. It's almost like Twitter fingers, but in real life. But the fact that that's a threat.
You don't know what he might have said. Or who he pointed it at.
But how do you even get out of school for that, though?
Oh,
you watching the game?
I'm just saying, Breece Hall just broke off for a 20-yard run on his first touch. I'm just saying.
That's good, because I got a ball team.
I bet you. It don't matter. I'm going to lose my week soon.
There's this coach out there. They said, Southwest Florida.
What he did?
He went in on his kids, pretty much saying, calling them there some pussy bitches.
You a pussy bitch! You a pussy bitch! You a pussy bitch! You my bitch! Come on, get up! Coach. No. Get the fuck up, I'll rock your ass to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised if it was a football coach. They say crazy shit all the time.
Well, he was recording it. Like, one of the kids recorded it as in, like...
So he got in trouble. Imagine if he recorded what Nick Saban said to them niggas after they lost to Texas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's different now. Like, these days, age is completely different. These kids will record. They'll get you on it. Like, it's almost
what
like
what Dabo said to them niggas after they lost. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It won't be. It won't ever see the same. That's why I feel like we would never see the same type of athletes, the same type of politicians, the same type of actors, the same type of people who care, whatever. It's because the way that they're handled now, like, hey, we have to be hands off more.
But that's the thing. If those niggas was that good, they wouldn't be at South Florida.
Burn! Man, but it's like one of those.
Because the niggas in Alabama didn't do that shit to Saban. They ain't do that shit because them niggas know.
Oh, nigga, no. They would try that shit, but still, if you did that shit and try to ruin Saban's reputation, it's a wrap, bro.
Let's get him, Philly.
You got popcorn? What the fuck is that?
Pecans, nigga, pecans.
Yeah, but what's popping, though?
It's in a can, nigga. I popped the top on the can.
Oh, no, something else probably might be my internet connection. I thought you were, like, heating up pecans and shit.
Came here 2005 in Georgia. Went to school for graphic design. This is before I joined the Army. Had a graphic design class with this chick in my class. Not gonna say her name, but anyway, I didn't really know where she was from. I mean, I knew her. We talked while we was in class. We was friendly.
Right.
She wasn't a bad looking chick. Nice chick, you know what I'm saying? Thick little, you know, Georgia peach, as you want to call her.
Yep. He's going to hate this.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
What's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
He's hurt.
God damn!
He's off the field.
Okay.
Anyway, so I want to say sometime last year, I went to my daughter's school. I believe it was getting an award. And I see this chick. I'm like, yo, she look familiar as shit. I don't say nothing. I'm like, I'm at a little function. I'm not about to fucking go try to talk to this random lady and say, like, yo, you look familiar as fuck. So then my youngest daughter graduated from kindergarten or pre-K, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I got you.
And I go, and I see the same chick. And this was last year.
Yeah, you saw it before?
Yeah. Come to find out, it's the chick that I went to school with before I joined the Army.
Okay.
So I'm like, my daughter, you know, she's on the high school softball shit now.
Oh, so you a high school softball dad now.
Yeah.
Congratulations, nigga.
Different. I bet it is different. I think I talked about it last time. First of all, you got to pay money once you make the team. Then, to go to the games, I got to pay for a ticket to go to each game.
That nigga's tripping.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Nigga, wait.
There's a home or away game. Unless I'm volunteering, I got to pay $5 to go see my fucking daughter play.
Nah, they should treat y'all like how they do in the professionals. Y'all should boycott.
It's a bullshit, but whatever. So I keep hearing about this chick or this new girl on my daughter's softball team. And my wife was talking about, yeah, I know her mom, blah, 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 blah. My cousin knows her mom. She lives not too far from where we stay at. So I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Go to a game. Yo, it's this same chick. It's her daughter. She got an older daughter like my daughter's age, yo. On the fucking same fucking team as my daughter. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy. The fact that I would run into her 15 years later, nigga, and we both got kids the same age that go to the same school and play on the same fucking team.
Is it meant to be?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Fuck no. But that shit is just fucking crazy. I think that shit is wild.
Yeah, no. I feel it's crazy how your old flame somehow show up with your life. Did she say anything or did you even say anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said, what's up?
Hey, what up, bitch?
Now, how do you do that? Because it's almost like it's like an ex you used to bang with and then you got your kid and she got her kid. Like,
I didn't bang with her, bro.
I smell bullshit.
I swear to God.
I'm
being honest.
I'm trying to make sure. She's like, yeah, you better send her, nigga. She's upstairs. Yo, that's in trouble, nigga. Yeah.
But no, that's what makes it even weirder, because if I did, yo, then I'd be like, yo.
It's almost like, is that mine?
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of happy like I did. That's why I'm like, I'm not tripping, but like if I did, like imagine, bro.
She sounds hideous.
This would be awkward.
I feel it. But awkward, man, is how the Bama boys felt last night. I mean, excuse me, 2 days ago.
Not as awkward as fucking Israel Adesanya.
Well, they both went down. Alabama went down, bro. It was, hell yeah, it was hard watching that because, you know, my family, Alabama, and they was like upset.
Can't believe we just lost the
freaking Texas in the first time in 50 years.
I mean, I can't say nothing. My team right now, Buckeyes, I'm very disappointed with them right now. So I'm not saying
they ain't play nobody.
Yeah, but they ain't play nobody. But the crazy thing is, they struggle versus the nobodies.
Who the fuck are you?
So, like, if he struggles against nobodies, it's about to be like how Pittsburgh played last Sunday.
Play like shit.
So.
Listen, Joe, I don't want to hear shit from you. The Jets were supposed to go to the Super Bowl, nigga. This nigga Aaron Rodgers looked like he tore his ACL. They had to walk this nigga off the field, nigga. We got Zach Wilson back at the start.
So he hasn't been back since, yo.
It's like we might as well have never gotten nobody. It's like we traded this thing. Look, they got the cart. They got the cart. They're bringing the cart to the blue tent.
Are you serious? Oh,
he's done, bro. He's done. He didn't get up off the floor.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
This can't be it, bro.
He's done. He played one series. That was it.
No way. It better not, bro. Getting carted off now. No way.
Look at this nigga. He got his chain on. Woody Johnson got his chain on.
Y'all still gonna win this game, though.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so we're going to stop, bro. We're going to plan for next week. We just want to welcome back everybody to season four, episode one. I'm sorry. Like, we have more to talk about in here, but we're going to stop off of this because this is breaking news right now. So, yeah, I feel you, bro. I'm going to let him be done because that's it, bro. So, sign off. It was good talking to you, Shay. I'm going to end up on this record.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to stay tuned for the next episode.